Morning, everybody. So Sheni of Hazinu is again the Ramban, you know, refers to the entire Shira as Ishtar Eidos, you know, as like a, this, you know, documentation of Jewish history. But Sheni really begins that in you know, the introduction is the first Aliyah. But Zachar Yimosulam Binushnos Dar Vador Shalavicha V'Yagedcha Zekenecha V'Yomrulach B'Hanchel Yon Gonim B'Afridov B'Nei Adam Yaseiv Gulos Hamim L'Mispar B'Nei Israel, going back to, like, you know, the beginnings of human history. So it's a very profound, you know, and far-reaching kind of very ambitious, really, to go all the way back to the beginning and think about the role of Klal Yisrael vis-a-vis, you know, the Umos Ha'olam. And the pasuk that I want to key in on is the pasuk which makes this determination or states this as a fact. Yichelek Adonai Amo Yaakov Chavel Nachlaso. So this refers to, of course, the election or selection of the Jewish people, which is traced not to, you know, Avram and Yitzchak, but actually to Yaakov. Yaakov Chavel Nachlaso. Rashi picks up on this, right? Velo Avram, velo Yitzchak. Right, and in specific there, the Shmuel ben Avraham he identifies, or Esav ben Yitzchak, but Yaakov chevel nachlaso. Now, why Yaakov? Well, Yaakov had, you know, a triple zechus. The chevel, Yaakov chevel nachlaso, zechus avi aviv, the zechus of Avram, the zechus of Yitzchak, of aviv, right? You know, Yaakov consistently refers to Elokei avi Avraham, Elokei avi Yitzchak, Hashem Homer Eli, etc. Hakel Haroel Osimi Adiabeh Ramiyamaza, Hamalach Hagoel Osimi Kora, right? Yivareches Hanarim Vikareva Hem Shemi, Avraham V Yitzchak, right? Vishem Avosai, Avraham Yitzchak. The point is that, you know, Yaakov's identity is as, it's very fascinating, you know, like B'nei Banim Harayim Kibanim. Yaakov's identity is as much tied up with Avram as it is with Yitzchak, which is why Chazal, you know, take note when Yaakov does single out Yitzchak, you know, Bepachad Aviv Yitzchak, that Chayav Adam Bechod Aviv Yoser Michvod Zekeno, it's a diok specifically because it's Yaakov, because Yaakov, of all people, you expect to reference the grandfathers. In any event, that Chavel, that Chud HaMeshulash, to use the language of Chazal, that threefold cord, Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avram, it does bespeak Yaakov's self-perception, you know, going back three generations. But, of course, you know, in the context of Hazinu, right, what it relates to, as we noted, is Ki Chela Kashem Amo, the Jewish people, you know, in terms of a nation, so that really can be traced to Yaakov, because up until that point, there was this winnowing effect, right? Yaakov Velo Esav, Yitzchak Velo Yishmael, Avram is an international figure, Av Hamon Goyim, obviously he has unique resonance for us, right? You know, Mayafuf HaMayach, Ba'ne'alim ba'asnadiv, Avram t'chila l'geirim, Avram made it all possible, but in terms of Klal Yisrael, the history of Klal Yisrael, Arami Oved Avi, really begins with Yaakov Avinu, Vayered Mitzrayim, Vayagor Sham, Bimsei Ma'at. Yaakov, Chevel Nachlaso. So that's, again, an affirmation of the idea that Jewish history, as Jewish history, begins very much, you know, with Yaakov Avinu. Again, you can't understand Yaakov without understanding the indelible contributions of Avram and Yitzchak as individuals and also together, but the Jewish history per se, lemispar b'nei Yisrael, we do trace ourselves nationally in that sense to Yaakov Avinu distinctively. So this is a good opportunity for us to think a little bit about, right, we call it Eretz Yisrael as well, right, the land, which is our national homeland, also traced very much to Yaakov, in his national name, you know, name being Israel. So it's a good opportunity to think about, you know, the contributions of each, B'schus Avi Aviv, B'schus Aviv, Yaakov Avinu as the Tiferes, as the Bechir Sheba Avos, as representing that Chevel Nachlaso. So what we can say, right, you know, in a very short amount of time, obviously these are massive topics that need to be developed, but very briefly, the idea of Avram was, you know, somebody who interacted on the international stage, right, from the very beginning, whether it's in Chazal, his confrontation with Nivrod, but even in the Psukim themselves, right, Malki Tzedek, and the Melech Sodom, the four kings and the five kings, Nisi Elokim Atah Besochenu. Yaakov, too, has an outward-facing role. There's no question about it. Yaakov interacts with Shechem and Chamor. He interacts with Lavan. He interacts with Paro. All of these things sometimes begrudgingly, but Yaakov very much has an outward-facing role, much more so than his father, the Ola Tmima Yitzchak. And in that respect, he's very much Avram's grandson. On the other hand, right, Bischus Aviv, right, Yaakov has to engage in intensive struggle, right? Yitzchak Avinu is a paradigm of that, right? The Akedah as the greatest, you know, Mesiris Nefesh, but Yaakov too, Hayisi Vayom, Achalani Chorev, Ekerech Balayla, the many, many challenges, you know, of his life, the challenges within the family itself, the challenges between the sons, the rivalry between Yosef and Echav, much like Yitzchak had to deal with the Yaakov and Esav phenomenon. So there's, you know, dimensions of Yaakov's character that really, you know, relate to each of his illustrious forebears. They all come together in the persona of Yaakov. So in that respect, when we think about the beginning of the Jewish people, it's very much Yaakov or Yisrael, Yaakov Chevel Nachlaso, Chelek Hashem Amo. It is traced to Yaakov, but we should note that you couldn't have a Yaakov again without the indelible contributions of an Avram and an Yitzchak, and that's really important to keep in mind as well. So when we talk about Yaakov very much, Arami Oved Avi, as the Rambam notes, you know, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu quite clearly in the Pshat and the Psukim, right? Arami Oved Avi, Vayered Mitzrayim, then Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, Vayagor Shamim Se Ma'at. So Yaakov Avinu is who Yaakov Avinu is because of the impact that Avram and Yitzchak, you know, had on him. So in a sentence, I would say Jewish history begins with Yaakov, but the development of Yaakov is itself an intergenerational process. Avram and Yitzchak both have very profound contributions to that story.